In a place where it is to her benefit when she gets married, when we're focusing on the nichsei malug with the fields and the fruit, there are certain situations when she gets married, it's to her benefit, meaning she would keep it. But in that same circumstance, it's to her detriment when he divorces her. And in a situation where it's to his detriment when they get married, in other words, he's at the disadvantage, it's to his benefit when they get divorced. So what do we mean by this? Rabbi Shimon explains, peiros hamechuborim lekarka, fruits that are attached to the ground, b'knisasa shelo uv'tziyasa shelo. Like the Chachamim in the previous Mishnah, when there's Nisuin, if she brings along peiros that are connected to the ground, we consider the peiros his, if he cuts them after they're married. Even though the peiros grew mostly in her domain, nevertheless, like the Chachamim said in the previous Mishnah, it doesn't matter. We go after where it was cut. And since it was cut already when there was Nisuin, and she was in his domain, therefore, these are considered his peiros. He doesn't have to sell them and buy karka, like the Rabbi Meir held in the previous Mishnah. Rather, there are peiros of her land that he is allowed to have peiros from. Uvitziyasa shalah. And when he divorces her, same situation, if there are fruits or produce that's attached to the land, and he divorces her, if they were not cut yet, and now he divorced her, they are hers. We don't consider them his peiros, because until they're cut, so really he never really owned them yet, even though there was nisuin, and therefore it's hers. This is, by the way, a case that the previous Mishnah did not discuss, and Rabbi Shimon seems to be saying that we're always going after where it's cut. However, the Rab brings the Chum disagree, the Chum of the previous Mishnah disagree with Rabbi Shimon, and they hold that even though when he marries her, and the fruits are attached to the ground, and then he cuts them in his reshus, they're considered his, so we're going after the cutting. However, when we deal with gerushin, with divorce, if it grew in his reshus, the Chum gave it to him. So if he divorces her and then it's cut, they're still considered his. That's something the Chum didn't speak about, but the Rav says they're cholik on Rabbi Shimon. However, the Rav says over here that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Vatlushin min hakarka, but fruit that's already detached from the ground, b'knisasa shalah, when she enters the marriage, they are hers because they are already detached. So they're not peiros of something else. They are the keren itself. And therefore, he would have to sell them and use them to buy land, like we said in the previous Mishnah, according to Chum. Uvitziyasa shalah. And if he divorces her, and when he divorced her, there were peiros that were already detached from the ground. So those are bona fide peiros at that point. Those are his. And that would be the first case of the Mishnah, whereas Yafa Kocha b'chnisasa, it was her advantage when she entered into Nisuin, where those detached roots are hers, and Hora Kocha b'tziyasa. And it worked out to her detriment when she got divorced. That's this case. And the second halach in the beginning of the Mishnah, where it said, Makom Shahora Kocha b'chnisasa, where it's her detriment when they got married, that was talking about the first example Rabbi Shimon brought, which is the pairs that were connected to the ground. That was to her detriment, because when he cuts it afterwards, he keeps it.